Anything else anybody wants to discuss? Alton?
I think we can see from what has been said tonight that something has been wrong here for a long time. And I've been a member of the church now since 1942, and I've seen a lot of situations come and go. They all follow the same patterns. And sometimes it takes a complete change to get things right. There's something wrong here, and something needs to be done. And any of you that have known me very long have known of my stand and my love for the church, for the unity of it and the purity of it, and not to compromise and all of these things. But there are trends that are going that way. For instance, we're talking about these colleges. I went to ACC at the time, and I used to think, boy, I'd send my kids, if I ever had any kids, if I got married and had kids, I'd send them there, because it was the college. But by the time I got married and had kids, it wasn't the college that I wanted my kids to go to, and it has gone farther down. But there is a feeling among the present eldership right now that ACU hasn't done anything wrong yet about this Genesis myth business. They still refuse to admit that. There's other things in the eldership that have this feeling that we're going off on this way. And naturally, that would be against someone like another person that holds firm. I think a tree dies from the top, just like any organization dies from the top. I think this has been borne out. And I think if it's necessary, we need to start all over again. We need to salvage the Brown Trail. Things can be resolved, but it may not be to the liking of some of the elders that are here. I was an elder once. I had to resign. I resigned rather than to continue like the situations that were there. And through the scriptures over and over, it warns us about things that come up within the eldership. That's what Paul said. He warned them night and day with tears to prevent those things from happening. I know the eldership is one of the highest positions on the face of this earth. But yet, whenever we start to say that we're it and we can't leave it, can't get rid of it or resign from that position, maybe we've got the wrong outlook on it. But I think we have seen tonight that there's something more than just that letter that Eddie wrote behind all this. This thing has been brewing for a long time. People have been leaving for a long time because of some problem here. And it needs to be resolved, like we say. If it takes the resignation and the reorganization, it needs to be done.